on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
It is 28 to 11. Let's go on the pace now with Greg Hayes. Find out what's happening. Morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Cozzy. On the show today, we're going to catch up with John Dummersy. We spoke with him on the show last week, and he teased us with the fact that he'd have a few announcements if we got him back on the show this week. So we'll speak with John today, I think he's got a few announcements for us in relation to race programming, some mares races, and also some changes to handicapping. Now, when I spoke to John yesterday, I said, did the changes to handicapping have anything to do with the metropolitan area? He said, no. It was basically for the rest of the state. So John will join us in the first part of the show so he can speak with us then. We're going to speak with Kevin Pizzuto this morning. Third time lucky, I believe, with Kev. We've planned to have him on the show a couple of times previously. We haven't been able to get him. But today he promises me he'll be next to his phone. We're going to speak to him about Cruz Bromac, who's a new addition to the stable. He'll debut for the stable on Saturday night. He's going to race Major Dan, who was so good in winning on Saturday night in the Golden Mile. We'll find out where those two horses will go. Tiger Tara is back in work. I think he's been back 2 or 3 weeks. He's only jogging at this stage. We'll find out what the plans are with him. He's also got Picard going around in the Breeders' Challenge on Saturday night. So we'll speak with Kev about that. I want to speak with Fred Cruz. Now, we spoke with Fred a lot in the lead up to Sweden about Maori Time. The reason we're speaking with Fred this morning, though, is he's a part owner in Hard Hitter, the horse that won a semi-final of the Breeders' Challenge on Saturday night for the two-year-old boys. So we'll talk to him about Hard Hitter. They obviously need a driver. Luke McCarthy's going to stick with the other semi-final winner. So he will stick with Lochinvar Art for Laura Croslin. Assume Chris Alford drives the Hard Hitter, but we'll speak with Fred about that. And we'll also get an update on Maori Time, who's now with Stig Johansson there in Sweden. And speak with Tim Butt. And to find out a little bit more about his team, he obviously trains Myfield Marshall, who ran second behind Major Dan on Saturday night. They went 150-1.5 in the Golden Mile, he's got his good four-year-old going around on Saturday night in the four-year-olds. So we'll speak to him about that, we'll find out what he thought of the performance of his of Myfield Marshall on Saturday night, and whether he thought that Ants went too slow, or whether he just thought his horse isn't as good in front, or what he thought of the performance. Of course, Let It Ride was the four-year-old that slipped my mind that he has racing on Saturday night. So that's what's all coming up on the show. But first up this morning, John Dummersy. He suggested on the show last week that he would be the bearer of some good news this week. So we slotted in for him this week a special spot right at the top of the show. He's bearing good news. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greg.
Father Christmas, we'll call you this morning. What have you got for us?
Oh, well, it's almost July, so we can get halfway there. Yesterday, Rod Smith, the chairman, and myself met with our industry consultation group, and it's our courtesy to talk to those people first about what initiatives we have coming up. And one of the major initiatives that we announced yesterday was a concentrated effort on mares racing at Tabcorp Park Menangle, which will see over the next 3 months an additional $204,000 going into those mares races. So that, I think, is pretty good for mares. We firmly believe it will attract mares from interstate to take up those opportunities.
So will that be midweek racing or metropolitan?
No, metropolitan racing. When you talk about midweek racing, we consider Menangle, it's our premier midweek or non-metropolitan meeting, but we've also introduced a calendar of guaranteed mares races across the state. When we say guaranteed races, if there are 6 original nominations, those races will be conducted by the clubs and will be additional to the standard 8 race program. So it's now the opportunities back in the arena of the connections to put their mares in these mares races. We sometimes see that when there's a pretty nice mare about. Trainers and owners will try to dodge that mare, but the opportunity is there, and mares races is certainly something we've got to focus on.
So will the Metro mares races be run for all different grades, or will it be a free-for-all? What's the plans with that?
Well, it basically could be considered a free-for-all, but we've followed along the process we've got with handicapping on dollars earned last five starts. So as at July 1, mares coming into New South Wales or in New South Wales will be entered at $0. So, yes, we might have a mare that's in really good form, and she'll have those $0, but the barrier draws will be done on the dollars earned the last five starts. So that's good, but there is a limit on that. Once they've won two of those races, they're definitely out of the system. They then we expect to race in the other Metro system, which is in against the boys. So it's an opportunity for mares. It's not an open slather for a real good mare, of course. But once she goes up and races against the mares, that once the dollars are earned, and it's $15,000, once they've eclipsed $15,000, they're in with those other mares. They will then have to battle it out with the boys. Of course, when they run a couple of races there and their dollars last five starts comes back down, they can return to the mayor's ranks.
Okay. All right. So, that's good. So it's a trial, or is that's in for good?
Well, it's a trial for 3 months, but we're very much committed to it. We believe it will work, and where it really will work is that people might think there's only one of these mayor's races. The second race, the first race is for 20,000. The second division, that is the mares earned 11th to 20, they'll race for $14,000, and that also is a guaranteed amount, which will come as additional prize money from Harness Racing New South Wales. So these races are additional to the standard eight race, if it is an eight race program on the Saturday night meeting. So where the horses are, we will run the races.
So encouraging people to go and source mares to race in New South Wales.
Yes, most certainly, and they can come from anywhere. We want to give mares the opportunity. As we know, 40% or thereabouts of the racing population are mares. They should be given a greater opportunity than what they're currently giving with these programmed races. Of course, to fill the races, the trainers and owners need to nominate for them.
Okay, and so explain the rest of the state to me again.
Well, the rest of the state is that there's a standard eight race program. What we will do in each of the regions on a rotation basis at a club, and there is a calendar that will come out, a trainer will be able to go to these races and see that there's mayor's races. If there are six nominations, the race will proceed. And that will be the ninth race on the program. So they won't be just dropped off because there weren't enough nominations. If there's six there, of course, we'll run with the race.
Okay, and that's for mayors only, yeah?
Mares, fillies and mares only. They're spread throughout. Of course, we've got the Evolution Series, which is for fillies, three-year-old fillies. Early in the season, they are mixed sex, but they complement that as well. And the clubs. The clubs do a marvellous effort in programming mares races as well. So we need to provide more opportunities. We see that this schedule, guaranteed schedule, will assist that quest.
Okay, so that's good news for mares owners going forward. What's the news up in Tamworth? I believe there's some good news for the people of Tamworth.
Yeah, Tamworth, it's one of our shining lights. We've got a lot of shining lights around the state, but if we go back 3 or 4 years ago, they were struggling, but the processes that Harness Racing New South Wales put in, which was increased prize money, to move, let's be pretty blunt about this, horses that weren't competitive in other areas, we encourage those to go to Tamworth. We've grown that pool to the extent that rarely is there not a meeting at Tamworth with 10 races. And with those 10 races, they're full fields, and there's a reasonable number of horses balloted from those meetings. And what's happening, because the prize money has increased, Lola Wiedemann, she's a regular visitor there, and of course the horses from the Hunter are starting, the trainers from those horses starting seeing opportunities in Tamworth, so they're pushing up the line and reaching Tamworth. The locals, missing opportunities. The Tamworth Club went from 20 meetings to 26, and off the basis of what we've seen in the last 6 months, and something that we certainly think we will see in the next 6 months, we've added four race meetings to that schedule at Tamworth. A little bit of a complication there. We're doing some development work, so that there'll be four race meetings actually conducted at Armidale. But still, it's for the region. It's these will be $4,500 races, but we, if they're sustainable, it's a real good injection of additional prize money and additional opportunities for owners and trainers.
So what works are taking place at the Tamworth track?
We're putting a roof over the stables. The stables are quite good, but the participants have been exposed to the elements there of the heat and the rain. So with the purchase of the property, Harness Racing New South Wales made a commitment to spend $2 million in upgrades. This is the first major upgrade. At the same time, there's a new officials pod. That's the judge, the commentator and the stewards. There's a new officials pod going in, and we're refurbishing the permanent stables. Now, when we purchased that property, there were 27 horses trained at Tamworth on the showground, which is now Paceway Tamworth. That number's grown to 60. So certainly what we're doing in Tamworth is encouraging participation in the sport there. So where there's the participation, naturally they should follow rewards, and it's great to see that the Northwest is really growing.
Well, to be fair, in the last 10 years, Bathurst has got its new track. Wagga is obviously getting its new track. Tamworth is getting new facilities. It's all very encouraging for where the grassroots of the sport is.
Well, it is, and we haven't lost sight, of course, of the Hunter either. We often hear rumours of what's going to happen with the Paceway there, with moves that other sporting codes want to make on that track, but We've got our finger right on the pulse there. We'll work with government and ensure that the Hunter is well and truly looked after as well, because there's a big horse population there. Some people think it's doom and gloom. I think that's the wrong way to think about it. It's what we're doing to take the sport forward, and we're a traditional sport. I must say, on infrastructure, for many years, there wasn't a dedicated cause or strategy for infrastructure, but we certainly have that in place now. Penrith was upgraded only recently. Of course, we've got the greatest harness racing track in the world at Menangle Park, both facilities and the track. So we're doing things, and we're going, and we're very positive on what we're doing here at in New South Wales. And it's not Harness Racing New South Wales that's doing this. It is the fraternity, the people that want to get in and make this sport even stronger than what it is.
All right, John, thanks for joining us this morning. That's good news. Tamworth, it's also very good news for mayors, mayor owners as well. And I think that will be very well received in the industry.
Yes, I hope so, and I'm sure it will.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Liz.
There he is, John Dumazy, the boss of Harness Racing New South Wales. So 3-month trial starting in July. Mares racing at Menangle Metropolitan. And there will basically be two tiers of it. Basically, the way we see racing handicapped at the moment for Metropolitan Racing. And your mares will be able to win two races before they get thrown in with the boys and handicapped that way. But interesting to see how many mares that does attract into New South Wales. We're going to have a chat with Kevin Pizzuto now. He is the man who has got so many good horses in his stable. Tiger Tara, who just took all before him last season. We haven't seen him for a while. We haven't seen him since the Miracle Mile. But he unearthed another one in Major Dan, who has just been absolutely low flying since he joined the stable. And quite interestingly, he has got another low flyer who has joined his stable and is engaged on Saturday night. A horse by the name of Cruz Bromac, who has always had loads of ability, But if Kev can improve Cruz Bromack like he's been able to improve Tiger Tara and Major Dan, Cruz Bromack could be absolutely anything. And Kevin Pizzuto is joining me on the show to have a chat. Good morning, Kevin.
How are you, Greg?
Really well, thank you, mate. Let's have a chat about these horses. Let's start with Tiger Tara. We haven't seen him since the Miracle Mile, but I saw a video on Facebook. He's back in work and he's feeling pretty full of himself and obviously looking forward to getting back into work.
Yeah, no, he's come back bigger and stronger, so hopefully he has a good campaign.
What sort of, how long will it take you to get him back and ready and racing?
Probably about 6-7 weeks. He's very couple of weeks already now, so I'm not going to drag his prep too long because they get tired at the end of it, so he'll be up and I'll get him up quicker.
Okay, so Inter Dominion, is that going to be his main target this year?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Will you go back for the New Zealand Cup before that?
Yep.
All right. So
that's the plan.
So New Zealand Cup, and then will you go and do what you did last year, the free-for-all, and then back for the inner?
We'll see what happens.
See what happens. All right. Okay, so that's New Zealand Cup Inter Dominion with him. Now, Major Dan, he has just been low-flying. On Saturday night, you proved that he's no one-trick pony. He's not just a blast out of the gate horse. You instructed Todd McCarthy to take him off the gate, and he showed how good he was with a sit as well.
Yeah, no, he's a lovely horse. Yeah, no, he's going real good. The connections with him, I'm happy. So I can only get the best out of the horse, and that's what he's doing.
So what sort of races do you target with him? Is he only a mile horse, or do you think you can stretch him over a bit of distance?
No, I actually had him in Perth, and he ran third in the Constellation coming from last to the Eastern Dominion. And they actually went faster, so he can stay.
So what race is he going to target with him?
He'll be down after Len Smith. He'll go for a spell and he'll be targeting the Inter as well.
So he'll go towards the Inter Dominion as well. And what about Cruz Bromack, the new boy? What are you expecting from him on Saturday night?
No, he'll run a big race. He's a lovely horse. He feels a lot stronger at this point, but hopefully Dean's been helping me out with him a bit. So, no, I'm very happy with the horse. We'll see how he'll need to run on Saturday, but he'll still run a good race.
Is he forward enough to be racing in a Len Smith Mile in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be starting but otherwise.
All right, so Len Smith, and will he go to Queensland for the Blacks of Fate?
Well, that's what we're thinking about him here.
Okay, so Blacks are fake for him. All right, and I noticed Pickard's in the Breeders' Challenge. He looks a really nice type as well.
Yeah, no, he's done a huge job since he's come to me. So I think he's won 6 out of 7. You can't fold him. He'll be a better 4-year-old.
All right.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse.
All right. So you're putting together a pretty nice team around you, and obviously, you know, with free-for-allers like Tiger Tara, Major Dan, Cruz Bromack, you seem to be concentrating on the free-for-allers now.
Yeah, the only reason is because the system at Manel's not the best. A lot of my horses get gutted there. I actually feel sorry for my clients and some of the horses that I've got here, so I've got to move them on to earn money for my clients. I reckon it's just making them. I just feel that they're not ready to be racing free-for-all horses in their M1s, and it's making them bleed and that. So unless they bring out Lasix or something, I don't really want to race in them sort of races. So in the next few months, I'll be turning most of my horses over, and I'm going to be targeting the free-for-all horses.
All right, so
I actually just heard John Dumasy say about the mares. I just had a new client, and it was a mare called Lola Jones. I said, mate, it's just one last start on that one, and it's a good mare, but they'll throw her in the deep, and they'll just make her be worth no money because she'll be racing the 3-4 horses, and I said, you may as well just retire it.
Mm.
So I just heard John say that they're bringing back the mares, but it's no guarantee. So what will happen there there's no guarantee the mayor's races are going to stay for the next only a trial for 3 months. They'll go and make people go and buy mares, and then they'll put them in the deep end, and then they'll be gutted too. So I don't know where I stand with most at the moment.
Well, hopefully the mayor's races stay around. Interesting thing you bring up about Lasix. Obviously, Lasix is not something that's permitted. You can't race on it here in Australia, but it's something that you're not the first person to bring that up. And obviously the track size in Menangle is similar to what they have in the States, and it is something that they do race on in the States. And maybe that is something that we're getting to a point now. It's something we need to revisit, the use of Lasix. I'm not a vet. I don't admit to knowing enough about it, but maybe it's something we've got to now look at, because it is getting to the point where the horses are exerting themselves. And speaking to a number of trainers, it's obviously becoming an issue with the with how hard the horses are working. So interesting point you bring up, Kev. And maybe we can, you know, we might in fact talk about that in coming weeks on the show. But very interesting points you bring up. May all the best of luck with the horses you got coming up on the weekend, and good luck with Cruz Bromac going forward.
Thanks a lot.
There he is, Kevin Pizzuto joining us on the show. Kevin Pizzuto joining us. So just clarifying that the mayor's races will be in for 3 months, but John did say that they look to keep them going forward. The Harness Racing New South Wales very, very keen to see those races continue on. And I think, you know, when the new handicapping system came in 12 months ago, that was only in for a trial period of 3 months, but stayed. So I would think, you know, while the mayor's system is in for 3 months trials, if it's successful, they'll keep it. They're not bringing it in for 3 months to then get rid of it. If it's successful, they'll keep it. Fred Cruz is joining us to have a chat now. He is a part owner in Hard Hitter. He obviously owns Maori Time as well. Fred, it's been a while since we've had a chat. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Greg.
Mate, Hard Hitter, you must have been very happy with his performance on Saturday night.
Oh, yes, yeah. A big improvement on what he did at Wagga. Better suited on the big Menangle track. And the owners were all very excited with the performance.
Very good drive by Luke McCarthy, too. Used the gate speed that the horse has got him to the front and drove him the best way he can be driven.
Absolutely, and we're looking for him to be driven the same way in the final.
Now, Luke's said that he'll be driving Lochinvar Art, the other horse that won the other semi-final. So I assume that Chris Alford will be the man who takes the reins behind Hard Hitter?
Yeah, definitely. He's the man. If there's any problem there, Todd McCarthy will probably get a call up, but we're pretty sure Chris Alford will be available.
Okay. Speaking of Todd McCarthy, he was the man who took the reins behind Maori Time for you in Sweden. What's the latest with your mare over there? I read with interest that Stig said she still had a winter coat on her. What's been the latest in the past 7 days?
Yes, well, look, I got some videos from the groom there of the winter coat being brushed away. Stig sent an email with a couple of options, and the first of those is gone. So it looks like Fargestad on Saturday the 30th, which is a 2140 metre race over there, about 3.5 hours from Stockholm.
And what's that race worth? Do you know off the top of your head?
That race is worth 400,000 Swedish crown, which is about 61,000 Australian, and that's for the winner.
Wow. That's all right. So, and Stig must be happy with the way she's going. He obviously wanted to get her into his routine before he took her to the races.
Oh, for sure, yes. he's taking his time with her and getting her acclimatised to his way of training, and I'm expecting big things from her in the coming month.
Mate, we haven't had you on the show since Maritime raced, and obviously it didn't go the way everyone wanted it to. How was, forget what happened on the racetrack on the day, but how was the experience of taking a horse overseas and being involved in one of the greatest trotting events on the planet?
Absolutely amazing. One of the best things I've done in my life. I've booked again for next year. It was such an exciting event. I can't wait to get back there. Hopefully Maori Time will be there, but if she's not, I'll just be there as a spectator and be able to take in the atmosphere. Absolutely wonderful, as you no doubt agree.
Yeah, mate, totally. It was something different. It was something very, very special. Are you coming up for the Breeders' Challenge final on Sunday week?
Yes, I've booked the tickets and I'll be there.
All right, well, I'll catch up with you on that day, and all the best of luck with Hard Hitter.
Yep, fantastic. Thanks, Greg.
Good on you, Fred. Fred Cruz, the man behind Maori Time, and he also has a share in Hard Hitter, and we wish him all the best of luck. But, that was a very special time with Maori Time, and very special memories that I won't forget. So good luck with Fred, with Hard Hitter on Sunday week in the Breeders' Challenge final. We're going to have a chat with Tim Butt. We'll have a chat about Let It Ride, who draws the outside. Of course, the draw in the four-year-old semi-finals and the four-year-old final is done on Class. So he's the only... I think he's the only Metropolitan, or definitely in his semi-final, he's the only Metropolitan assessed horse. So he had to draw the outside. And I think Atomic Red's in the other semi-final and Jillaby Bandit. So he'll draw wide in the final, but he deserves to because of his class. And he's taking on some nice horses. San Domino's in the series. Obviously Atomic Red's in the series. Jillaby Bandit's in the series. Astride, it's not a given, but he does look to be right up there with the top chances. Tim Butt joins us. Good morning, Tim.
How are you, Greg?
Really well, mate. You happy with where Let It Ride's at? He looks to be in tip-top form since arriving back from New Zealand.
Yeah, the trip did him the world of good, and he's had a few hiccups there with the weather and didn't sort of thrive like he should have, but he's back in Sydney, and it's been racing really well.
Yeah, he has, with the trip to New Zealand, I thought he might, might take him a little bit of time, but he seems to have come back super.
Yeah, well, that matured him a bit. He's always had raw ability and that sort of thing. But those trips make a horse, and he's come back a better horse and more mature and more settled. So, his last two runs have been terrific and, he'll go well again Saturday night, hopefully.
All right. And then, obviously, into the final. Does he need a break after the Breeders' Challenge final itself?
Oh, I'm not too worried about it. I'm toying with the idea of going up to the four-year-old race in Queensland, just because, it's a four-year-old race and racing against his own age group. So... After this sort of stuff, he's pretty much in the big time. So, if you can take in a race like that, it's probably quite a good idea.
I was out recording a story for you with you on In the Gig going back a month and a half ago, and that'll be on In the Gig next Tuesday. And I was sitting and typing on the computer late last night, and I was doing all your stats. And I think since you've arrived in Australia this season, your strike rate win-wise is 25%, and top two is over 50%. Would it be fair to say you wouldn't have expected to hit the ground running like you have, considering you've had to change, like back home in New Zealand, it was always long distance stuff, and you've come to Australia, you're training out of a training centre, and it's a lot of mile racing, which is something you weren't used to back home in New Zealand, because there was a lot of distance racing. So are you surprised with the amount of success you've had so quickly here in Australia?
Well, I'm definitely thrilled about it, Greg. Probably slightly surprised, It is a different kettle of fish. We were standing starts and long-distance races and teaching horses to relax and find the line, But, that mile racing is totally different. And we brought a team of horses over, 90% of them were uncompetitive in New Zealand. So, to come over here and do what they've done has been great. And we've hit the ground running, as you say, and... you're always going to get problems with a viral through the team or something like that, but touch wood, it's all been going well so far.
And a horse like Myfield Marshall, I know you've been keen to attract some owners, and especially some out of the galloping industry. Has the success through the Miracle Mile, has that been successful in helping you attract a few new owners?
Yeah, well, we definitely want to, you know, get a core of Australian owners. You know, we've got our loyal Kiwi owners, but, you know, they still like to race in New Zealand, and, you know, it's not as much fun for them when the horse is over here. So, you know, they may wane off, but I definitely want to grow my ownership base in Australia, and that's where I see my future. And as I say, we'd like to, you know, get into some of those thoroughbred owners or such forth that, you know, that may want to have a harness horse and enjoy the thrills at a cheaper rate, you know. So, you know, it's something we're building on, and you know, it's been great. It's been a great challenge, really. It's a bit like starting over again, Greg, so it's been good.
What did you make of Myfield Marshall on Saturday night? Few of the Twitter experts said Ants went too slow. Did you think that?
Oh, to tell you the truth, Greg, he had every chance, you know what I mean? He had good sectionals, and but you know you should be able to sprint off those sectionals and win the race. So I was probably slightly disappointed with him, but you know, he's a tricky horse. He loves that speed on, and the harder they go, the more he'll finish it off. So that probably does allow the other ones to come into the race. But you know, I was really pleased with the drive.
Funnily enough, you probably can't wait to get a horse like Soho Tribeca into the race where you can sit back off the speed and be the stalker.
Yeah, well, we've always been that way. The stronger the field, the happier we are, you know. So, you know, we know we've got the horse that's brilliant enough to beat anything on quick sectionals. So he's just the sort of horse that you just got to take your turn a little bit when the race is run right, or, you know. So we know that. And, you know, as I said, he's run second his last two starts. And you know, we sometimes expect that may happen. But hopefully in the Len Smith, he can, you know, go one better.
All right, mate. So he just you've just given him the week off to make sure he's nice and fresh for the Len Smith?
We generally, you know, other than the Miracle Mile when we had to go around in the heats, there's a big race, we normally wait a fortnight to, you know, and have him ready for it. So that's always been our plan. But, yeah, no, I think he'll run well. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Soho Tribeca and those sort of horses. He looks a real, you know, fantastic horse. Major Dan's in form, so it's going to be another good race.
Should be an absolute cracker. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning, and all the best of luck.
Cheers, Greg.
There he is, Tim Butt, the trainer of Myfield Marshall and also Let It Ride. Cozzy, that wraps up another edition of On The Pace, and I will be back again next Tuesday with a full preview of what should be a stunning Sunday afternoon, Sunday, July 1, for Breeders' Challenge Final Day.
Looking forward to it, and have a top week, Greg.
Thank you. You too.